on 1400 K1 and our community connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Community Connection this morning, our topic of conversation thing is going on in, around, above, below, beside the Price Tower Art Center. And to help me out with that, DeShane Atkins-Williams in from the Price Tower. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a good morning. I'd like the rain, the clouds will eventually go away. The forecast calls for a mostly sunny sky later on. So
nice.
Yeah, good. Should be, I'll say, pleasant temperatures for the weekend for the middle of December. We'll take it.
Yeah, it's been really nice outside lately.
That big snowstorm we had last weekend was wonderful.
I know. It was devastatingly fantastic.
A lot of things going on at the Price Tower. I'll just mention in passing, your new chef is on board, and I'm going to call it kind of a soft open, maybe a light menu, however you want to work on it. But things are swinging up. We're going to be by the time we get to New Year's Eve, it's going to be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, they released his new menu yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's a soft opening. So if you want to start getting a little taste of Nook's new menu, head on to Copper Restaurant and Bar. And it's available lunch and dinner. And then come New Year's, he's actually doing a special dinner just for New Year's. And we'll talk about our big New Year's thing here in a bit.
Okay, we'll do that, but maybe we'll start doing a little more chronologically. But sure. New Year's Eve is coming.
Yes.
You had your tree event, but the art of the tree is still going on. It's always a great display, and of course, I have to compliment your space. Frank Lloyd Wright did a marvelous job for you.
He really did. He gave us a space that didn't need a lot of work to kind of make it look pretty. Yeah. So, but yes, we have a wonderful show, and we have some fantastic organizations that participated in this year's Art of the Tree. We have roughly about 15-16 organizations altogether, and thankfully, I mean, we had some fantastic sponsors: Truity, Phillips 66, ConocoPhillips, Bartlesville Visitors Bureau, and the First Presbyterian Church. All of them have sponsored trees and made the event possible.
It's those organizations and others like them that support the arts in general in
Absolutely.
Our community.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Especially for the other organizations that are participating that... and also, this is a fantastic way if you're just wanting to find a way to donate to several different nonprofits all at one time, you're more than welcome to come into our gallery. Admission's free. We just really want people to come in, enjoy the trees, enjoy the creativity from these nonprofits, and then also give them a little support as well.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to really see something special, something unique to Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're headed to, let's say, tomorrow night's ballet performance, why not stop by the Price Tower first?
Absolutely. And we actually are also selling concessions at a lot of the community center events. So, mm-hmm. So we'll have the gallery open. Come visit us and then head on to the ballet.
Well, I think it's the whole idea of you selling concessions at the community center. It's just one more step toward what will be Unity Square when it's all complete.
Absolutely. That is the ultimate goal at the moment. so we are really excited to have that gathering space in between both the Price Tower and the community center.
I think it will be because just Scott Ambler Architects have done so much work pro bono already on the project.
They really have.
Yeah. I know the last city council meeting they gave so much credit and continued work on that project. Much of it will be at no charge.
Yes. And they'll they will oversee a lot of it, like you said, at no charge. Or and then I know we also had the Taliesin architects in that had their little soiree of creativity.
And we learned the word charrette together.
Yes, charrette. Yes. but yes, they were here and they've come up with some fantastic designs. So I think we're all really, really excited to see the final product.
I agree. And I, you know, the community center and Price Tower staff all have always, worked well together.
Yeah.
But now I think as you become, there's such a phrase as more together. As that relationship is cemented due to a piece of work, in between your two physical facilities,
it's absolutely. Gonna be good. I mean, in a way, we're kind of siblings.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both derived from basically Taliesin. I mean, we're designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, the creator of Taliesin, and then of course they're created by William Wesley Peters, who's mm-hmm. the son-in-law.
Yeah. So it's a common heritage. The genetics are
yes,
there.
Yes, very much so.
So it's really going to work. But again, invitation. How long will the Art of the Tree be running?
Art of the Tree will run through Christmas. So if you have family in, we will actually have our gallery open. Normally we're closed on Mondays, we will be closed on Christmas Day, but the gallery itself will be open Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Okay, so stop by, see the Art of the Tree, Art of the Tree. I'll get my tongue to work here in a minute.
It happens.
And then, have a good time. Again, I'll recommend tomorrow evening on your way to the ballet, or maybe Sunday afternoon on your way to or from the ballet.
Yeah.
Stop by, see the Art of the Tree at the Bartlesville Community Center, from the Community Center, the Price Tower. And I'm going to take a break and try to see if I can wash my tongue while we're going on here. Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our Community Connection on 1400 K1 with, DeShane. It's DeShane Atkins-Williams from the Price Tower Art Center. And looking on into the future here just a little bit, coming up tomorrow, you've got Santa in the gallery.
Yeah, it's Sunday,
it's
actually.
Sunday? Okay,
yeah.
You said the 16th. You're right.
Up.
Yep.
Oh. You're good.
Okay.
You're good. We both need coffee, I think.
It is Sunday. Santa will be in the gallery.
Yeah, Santa will be, it's our free family fun day, mm-hmm. which lands on the third Sunday of every month. So even if you can't make this this Sunday, we have activities and events in the gallery, and it's free to the public. And so we usually try to do something family friendly, mm-hmm. Some kind of activity in the gallery. So this Sunday we will be having Santa. You can come and take your pictures with your family, and we will have we will be able to take photos for you if you wish to have like a full family photo. We just ask a suggested donation to Price Tower, and then on top of that we will also have decorating sugar cookies. So we'll have Nook, our new chef, is actually making the sugar cookies.
Great.
So he will have them there, and we will have some decorations. So while you wait for Santa, you can also decorate a cookie.
Wow, now that is neat. Yeah, it's nice that you're going to supply the photographer. I think so many families look back on the pictures of their family album. Where's Dad? Where's Dad?
Yeah.
Dad always was taking the picture.
He's
never in the photo.
Yeah, exactly.
Or mom or whoever.
Yeah. Well, and also it's or it's the selfie now. It's you know, the selfie perspective of, okay, everybody scrunch in. So, but yes, we will have somebody there that will... that can take photos, and we'll post them on Facebook, and of course, as long as you're okay with that, and then you can get your family photos from there.
That was a great idea, and of course, you know, the youngsters get to talk with Santa, whether it was the former Art Kid Architecture programs or your family Sundays. You are just so friendly to the younger, let's say, you know, under 20 crowd. You know.
Well, I mean, they are really, and they're literally the future. So we really want to encourage positive experiences, not just at the Price Tower, but creating art and also sparking that creativity in their heads, so then they can carry it on.
Yeah. It's just something that, but has seemed, whether, and I'm sure a lot of it is conscious, because I've talked to you and others from the Price Tower before, but sometimes it's not necessarily a real conscious decision. It's just something that works that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And in some cases, I mean, I was this kid where, you know, art was pretty much my only way of expressing, and so that was my niche, and so we hope to encourage those that were... that only have that niche to continue.
Or maybe we would like to increase that from niche size to, you know, a small room, or maybe a big
absolutely.
Room.
Absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
Large space.
Yes.
We started the program with Nook. You've mentioned Nook a couple of times, but there's, of course, New Year's Eve coming up, the Olive Drop, a tradition in Bartlesville for more than 20 years.
Absolutely. Well, almost.
Yeah.
We're getting there. We are having our Olive Drop New Year's Eve celebration, December 31st. Oddly, it lands on a Tuesday, I believe.
Okay.
And but anyway, we will have the event starts at 10 p.m. and will go to 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. We have Mikey D DJ coming in, and tickets are $20 early bird. Mm-hmm. $25 at the door. So the sooner you get your ticket, you immediately save $5.
So buy them today.
Yes, buy them today. Start figuring out your plans. And we will also, we were talking about Nook a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. He is actually doing a special dinner in Copper for the New Year's Eve. So if you want to go have a really, really nice dinner, go up to Copper, get your...
While you're looking at that, traditionally there have been two seatings, an early and then a closer to midnight seatings?
Yes, there will be most likely two seatings, and they are still working out the price. So at this point, just keep a lookout on our Facebook and our website, and start getting your New Year's Eve stuff planned.
It's always a large gathering outside, but of course the fun's going on really inside.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have Mikey D, the DJ, and we'll have some snacks and music going on, and so lots of dancing, and we'll have champagne is included at the end, and then of course everybody will get their champagne, and we'll go outside, and we will slowly watch our big ginormous olive drop.
It is, it's a little connection with New York somewhere along the line.
It really is. We were actually featured on Oprah several years ago as one of the unique New Year's Eve celebrations. And you know, honestly, if you can't come to the party itself, or you know, let's say you have the kids, still come and watch the olive drop. We have people that will still come just to watch the olive drop, and which is a fun little tradition that some people have started. So come and watch the olive drop with us.
Yes, exactly. I want to at least mention, if you're still trying to figure out a Christmas gift for someone, why not a Price Tower membership?
Absolutely. We, you know, we have so many great things that actually come with it. Some of our memberships actually come with discounts in the gift shop and discounts in Copper. And then, of course, if it's high enough, if you do the the larger one, I believe it's the 150 membership, you also become a reciprocal member, which will allow you to actually go to a lot of participating museums across the country. So you don't just get access to Price Tower, but you also get access to a whole lot of other museums.
Absolutely. So again, consider that for the person who doesn't quite have everything but thinks they do.
Yes, absolutely. And also it goes to a wonderful cause, because we are fully privately funded. So every little bit counts. So your memberships mean something, and
well, if nothing else, it means the difference between an egg drop and no egg drop, or art of the tree or no art of the
Absolutely.
Tree. You know, it's possible, and not that I think that you're that precarious. I'm just saying it's conceivable that if enough people didn't give, that some event might suffer.
You know? Absolutely.
Again, we're talking with DeShane and inviting you to, among other things, the Olive Drop New Year's Eve. But again, come sooner. Come see the Art of the Tree.
Yeah, absolutely. And come Sunday if you can. And visit with Santa.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1 AM 1400 93.3 FM. We've got news and more on the way, including consumer calls coming up in just a bit.
Have you all ever thought about the incredible meaning behind Christmas? This is Caleb from the North.